Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 25.
How the hell have we lasted this long?
25? Hold up. That's amazing.
That is
Wasn't
amazing.
It 25 last week?
No, it was 24.
No, it was 20.
Are we stuck in a 25?
It was 24 last week.
I'm telling everyone it's 25.
It's 25 this week, which means next week will
we'll
be half
be
a year.
That's crazy.
6 months.
We'll never, get older than 25.
Nice. What are you going to get me for our 6 month anniversary?
You're going to break on your auto insurance.
Some actual non-plastic
forks. Is it cornstarch? Is cornstarch the 6 month? What's the 6 month anniversary?
Cornstarch. Cornstarch flatware.
I'm not sure.
6 month anniversary.
I'm not sure.
According to who?
According to me.
FDA.
According to,
hipsters around the world.
Well, I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Yeah.
Reyes.
Reyes.
It's Gwen Reyes over here.
Andrew Conway.
Yep.
And Gadiel Khan, who's a bit under the weather.
Sure. Hi, I'm sickly.
You sound like the sexiest radio host right now.
That's right. Tonight on Delilah, we'll have
the kinkiest
some random
Delilah.
Shit.
do like a little
kind of happy Eeyore.
Do a little promo of like a smooth jazz.
Hey, boo. No, we're not going to go.
No. Shirtless sax guy.
He's a sax man.
Well, this is our 25th podcast. Can't believe we made it this far. And we're going to start off with naming some of the baddest, most evil villains of all time from movies.
Really baddest and evil, just top villains in your mind.
Baddest villains, yeah. Movies, TV, either one you can go for.
I did both.
Did both, good.
I did both as well.
Well, I will start out with Gwen.
Ooh.
Today. Baddest villains.
I'm still making my list. It's ongoing. Okay, well, I have to start with one that I think everyone is... all girls are obsessed with in the last couple of years, and that is Loki from the Avengers.
Oh, God, that adorable bastard.
Who plays Loki?
My husband, Tom Hiddleston.
Does he know you're...
We shared the same airspace one time, so we're legally married.
I didn't wash the air since then.
Yeah, I mean, we basically breathe the same space.
I keep it in a bag.
So why do you think he's the baddest villain?
Mostly because he's so enjoyable. Like, I love in comic book movies where... the villains or any character, but really the villains take on and they absorb themselves, they lose themselves, and that they seem like they're having so much fun. And now he's actually making a career of kind of playing villains in a different way. Like, he's marketing on that. Like, we saw the Super Bowl commercial with Tom Hiddleston where he tried to be a villain. And I was like, you need to not do that because now it's also just kind of cheesy. Like, it works for Loki because Loki is so theatrical.
What's his famous line?
Bow before me.
I guess.
What was... so...
bow before me.
I'm cursed with... What's that line?
Oh, I'm cursed with... oh, man.
Immeasurable.
So, in Thor 2, he was kind of a good guy.
He was more sympathetic. I wouldn't venture to say he was a good guy. Because I think even in the first one, he was pretty good. He just... He struggles with the issue of that his brother is better than he is, even though he's older than his... or he's younger than his brother, but he's got... he also wants to have just as much of attention. He is never going to be the light of his dad's eyes. And it's a struggle. And it's interesting to see that power dynamic between two brothers. You clearly do love each other. But then power corrupts all, as we see with Thor and Loki. But I think that, honestly, he's the best in the Avengers. I think that Joss Whedon really enjoyed writing that character. And we see him...
he is pretty amazing.
Kind of pop.
How many villains have crossed into multiple movies, too? That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, Loki's continuing on... even though he's not technically, like, the villain, he is a total mess-up for everyone.
It's sad to think of the next Avengers movie not having Loki in it, because he was so much fun.
They could get rid of Iron Man, maybe not.
But he's, you know...
you just kill him.
Up there in...
I think he'll be
Asgard.
Back. As much as they like to say that he's not going to come back, they would be remiss to not have Tom.
A lot of money
involved.
In that universe.
Yeah.
They'll probably have, like, an out scene with him or something for it.
I also really enjoy Ursula from
Little
Mermaid.
Of course.
What great timing.
Yeah, it is really
happens
good time.
To be here in music form.
It was funny as I actually had to interview the cast that are doing the musical in town. And I was like, well, Ursula's my favorite villain. I was like, oh, wait, besides Maleficent, Ursula is my favorite villain.
She's a scary one.
She's scary, but she's also so powerful. Like, what I love about her is that her power really comes from a place that we don't know her backstory. You know, and she is just powerful and evil and villainous. And then when she turns her, and when she turns herself into a girl, she's like beautiful and wonderful. And I'm like, oh, your wish fulfillment's delightful. I love that. And she's got Flotsam and Jetsam, her little minions.
And lots of tentacles.
Lots of tentacles. But I just think she's so great.
Tentacles.
I've always loved her. She kind of reminds me of my mom.
Gwen's mom, if you're listening, you're like Ursula.
She knows that. I tell her all the time. And then another one that I really, really loved recently is Leo from Django Unchained.
Oh, awesome. Man,
he's so good. So,
bloody good time, huh?
Yeah, it was a bloody good time. And I love mostly because I love the scene Mandingo where he is... You know, we all think of the dinner table scene where he actually gets so angry that he breaks his hand on the glass, or he breaks a glass on his hand. But I love the scene where we see him first talking with Samuel L. Jackson and talking to him like he's a dog.
Yeah.
And you could see that that was the direction of treat this guy like he is the worst behaved pet. And that I just think that he is just so great in that film.
He is great. He's a great villain.
He's a really great villain.
Any more?
No, that's it for me.
That's a good list.
That's a good list.
A diabolical group right there.
Yeah. They should all be friends. Like, I'd like to get them all on a mug together and, like, drink my coffee and be like, don't mess with the villain.
Sweet. Mr. Andrew Conway, baddest villains of all time.
Oh, okay. Well, still my list.
Hello?
Baddest villains. What's that about?
Brian Kluger.
That's some guy's list.
That's not,
it's the wrong Kluger, sorry.
Sad face.
I loved you in A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Creepy.
My runner-up is a villain that is kind of dear to my heart. It's also coming from a Disney movie, sort of like
mm-hmm.
Gwen's list, but Scar.
Oh, Lion King.
Lion King has always been one of my favorite Disney films from the past, and just Scar.
He's a dick.
He's a huge dick.
But he's so wonderful.
Is it going to be weird to see him as Alfred the Butler?
Jeremy Irons, yeah.
Yeah.
His voice, yeah. Jeremy Irons, yeah, he's got that voice.
How could you bring that damn movie up? Anyways.
Superman.
He just has that voice, you know, it's there's something about him, and that whole song he sings, too, is great.
What was that song again?
Sing it well.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. And, yeah, so Scar's my runner-up. He didn't make it my top three, but he has a place in my heart. Runner-up.
Quality Shakespeare style right there.
Number three is probably going to be on Adam's list as well, but Jim Moriarty.
Okay.
And,
that was on my TV list.
It's... and... I kind of went with villains that this sort of span the movies and TV. I kind of, like, right now their current iterations are a lot of my favorites. And Jim Moriarty, he's on Sherlock. It's played by Andrew Scott. Really, amazing. And I even enjoyed the Robert Downey Jr. Guy Ritchie films with Jared Harris as Moriarty.
He was awesome.
He was amazing.
He won a BAFTA, right?
That guy. That guy is like the quintessential.
You need to see the one. Elementary too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The girl.
She's from Game of Thrones. Yeah,
yeah.
I like her too. Like she's
my favorite on Game of Thrones.
Hopefully so Moriarty is definitely up there. And then my next one would be Hannibal Lecter.
He's not number one.
No,
he's number one on mine.
Both iterations, though. I love what Anthony Hopkins did with him.
Mads is incredible.
Throughout his whole... And then now into Mads. Like, that character just... Yeah, he stands the test of time. That character is just so great. Like, you get a good actor playing it. Like, it's... He can do no wrong with him. He can do no wrong with that character. And Mads Mikkelsen's doing great. What do you mean by that?
Have you watched Hannibal the movie?
Well, that was even good for
Silence of the Lambs was worth all of the movie renditions.
Well, if you take Hannibal,
he's much
you
more
also
gory.
Feel for him. You want him to survive when he's kidnapped.
Exactly. And then I enjoyed Hannibal
creepy.
A lot, too. It was creepy. And then it has one of my favorite villain actors in it. Gary Oldman playing someone he can't even recognize.
Yeah, in the chair.
Creepy guy. But you know, Gary Oldman's in a category by himself, but these are actual characters. But Hannibal Lecter, definitely a solid number two in my opinion. Because number one, it's going to be the Joker.
Which one?
Not the Riddler?
Oh, no. The Joker.
Well, if you take Heath Ledger, it's interesting because Moriarty and Heath Ledger just seems like those two villains really just want to see the world destroyed no matter what. That, no point to it either.
No, but I sort of went with the idea that the Joker, the character, I like him in all iterations. The Heath Ledger one, the Jack Nicholson is a lot funner. On TV, the Batman animated series, Mark Hamill did a great job.
It is amazing as that.
Yeah. I could not believe it. When I found out that was Mark Hamill at first, I was so surprised. He did such a great job in the animated playing that just creepy, maniacal, crazy.
Because it was interesting when they first had the Joker, he was literally diabolical and sinister. And then the TV show kind of made him cartoony. And then they brought him back as, like, just the most evil. Just wanted, for no reason, kind of like Iago in a way of, he just wants to do bad for no reason. A Joker. And I think that's the way about Moriarty, too.
Exactly.
Mark Hamill's Joker on the animated show is also really, really great.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that makes a good villain is too, someone that is very smart and knows exactly what they're doing.
Yeah,
and that's what I think.
You want
that's
them
what
to
I
win.
See. Exactly, you sort of root for them. They're the anti-hero, but you know.
That's why I think I love this movie, The Fallen with Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
like I think that's a really great villain. The spirit that attaches to other people because it is like you believe it because it's performing, but then it also wins at the end.
Yeah.
And that is like the best thing in the villain.
Does he become a cat?
Yeah.
He finds a cat.
Yeah.
He becomes
a cat. That's how I base my villains. Have to be smart and they have to convince me that
it's a good list.
Doing it,
Those are villains like I would not want to meet. I'd meet Loki.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet Hannibal scares me because I feel like I can have a conversation with Hannibal, but then he'd kill and eat me.
Exactly. That's what I think makes a good villain. Is like someone that you're definitely intimidated by and scared of. Some are over the top you don't believe, but like these are just people that are actually could actually exist.
Yeah. Good list, man. Good list.
Creepy.
I'm gonna go with let's go to Gotti. Gotti.
I'm not gonna go back to back Conway style.
So we'll go.
No, I'll go.
Motherfucker. Gotti sandwich.
I definitely had. Hannibal is one of my top guys, both TV and film. But kind of a more recent movie one from No Country, Antoine Chigurh.
And he's
the creepiest son of a bitch.
The creepiest haircut I've ever seen.
He just didn't give a shit.
That cow killing machine was awesome.
Well, just his demeanor. He never, ever showed any emotion
whatsoever.
And
I love that for him, everything is black and white.
Yeah.
Like that, you always get characters that have a lot of gray. And what's so interesting and complex about him is the fact that he has this really strong moral compass that he follows. And he does not deviate from that.
Like the Woody Harrelson death. He easily could have let Woody go. But
yeah. It wasn't in his cards.
There's no point to that.
Yeah.
So definitely Mr. Shigua.
I love him.
And by the way, best ending to a film in a long time. Just freaking car crash and then him walking away.
Tommy Lee Jones talking in the shed.
But visually, that's a creepy thought that he's out there, just like Catman falling over there. switching to TV. Even though I hated the ending of this series, I still had the best villain ever. Ben Linus.
That's
my creepiest, most simplistic villain, but you still don't know what the hell his purpose and his rationale for what the hell he's
like. He's like an anti.
He was just started out as one.
I loved him. I totally agree. Like he's quite lovable, but it's because he's so damn evil. He's very Joker-esque. You do want Ben to win in the end.
He was only supposed to be in one episode.
That's annoying.
And then he was so good that they brought him on.
Quality actor, right there.
His first episode, he was Henry Gale.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole episode, though, changed the arc of the show. Like, A, we find out that there's other people, but then we find out that there's this other guy.
Yeah.
And he's possibly controlling everything. Possibly. So Ben Linus is easily up there. Then, speaking of Gary Oldman, from Leon, Stansfield is the most violent SOB I've ever seen on TV.
When he takes the drugs and you hear like...
I figured I shouldn't talk. I pretty much bring up Leon every single time, so I figured I wouldn't bring up Leon this time because I always
so
talk about
Leon. Brilliant.
He's so
brilliant.
He's so awesome. He's the quintessential
villain.
He has
no rationale to do that crazy shit, but he's going to get the motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would say another Besson movie with Gary Oldman as the villain.
That's a good villain, too.
He's got bigger guns.
He's so good at
that. Is that on your list?
No.
We'll bring it up then.
Okay.
To fit the elements.
Okay.
Let's say Gary Oldman might be the best villain actor
Bram
ever.
Bram Dracula. Brilliant.
He plays evil people.
Yeah.
And it does
sexy
give him...
Sexy evil people.
Even
like,
his great little part in True Romance is just...
Perfect.
He is sexy Rastafari in a weird old man way.
There's an... Oh, who's the other guy that's
he's
like
not, he
super sexy?
An old man.
He's a little bit old.
Oh, we were talking about Jeremy.
He's on my list.
Jeremy
Irons.
Wes Bentley.
Wes Bentley. A lot of drugs in Wes Bentley. Poor kid.
Alan Rickman.
But definitely Gary Oldman. Alan Rickman.
Wait for it.
Speaking of another actor that shines as villains.
Is this your number two or number one?
This is my number one.
Okay.
But it's a tie between two characters, one actor. Kevin Spacey.
Nice.
As Kaiser Soze, the greatest villain ever.
I think he's not a villain.
He is an obvious villain because he kills everyone.
Well, he's getting revenge.
Kobayashi was right.
It's funny though, yeah.
It's going to happen.
His list is a lot like mine too. It's the smart,
lovable.
They're the smart villains that win you over by overthinking you.
So true. The other
House of Cards.
Except for Gary Oldman.
No, which is coming to be a great
Linus,
show in the
Kaiser Soze.
Episode
ridiculous.
Blew my fucking mind.
We're not talking about
we're
that.
We're not going to get there, but it's
it.
Wild. From Seven, John Doe.
Oh, yeah. John Doe.
Because I still don't understand why.
And I don't think he's a bad guy either.
Oh, he's a total... He cut off Gwen Paltrow's head, not to give away the
he
best
only
in the movie.
He was only
in the... That's
he
the
was
most
only,
creepy. See, that's the best acting Brad Pitt
that
did
was
up
the
until
worst
that point.
Thing he did in that movie.
It was just a sin of envy.
No,
he couldn't help himself.
Having the guy still alive on drugs was the worst effing thing.
Sloth?
He did.
Yeah.
That was
ridiculous.
But he was a pedophile and a drug dealer. He explained himself.
that was a lot of air fresheners.
A lot of air fresheners. But easily two great actors, Oldman and Spacey, I think make Hopkins. I think you have to have a quality actor that's willing to go so dark that you love them because they're that dark.
See, I think Kevin Spacey's more evil in Swimming with Sharks.
Ooh.
He's good in that, too.
Because he is.
But see, he's just doing his job. He doesn't think he's wrong. I mean, in his mind, that is part of the job, even though it's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
And he did play Lex Luthor, don't forget.
He was a pretty good Lex Luthor.
He was good Lex Luthor.
He was K-Pax, so.
It's a good list.
Underrated
man.
Movie,
but it's a good list. Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
That's fine, I can go. Are you going to go first?
No, you go first.
Yeah, Brian always goes.
You want me to
go last? You might as well you go this time, Brian.
Okay.
That's just scary thoughts.
Okay.
Let's see Brian's scary.
I hope someone has. There's a person that I thought everyone else was going to say.
I probably have them.
I have several.
Okay.
Just give them to say them all. Let's do it.
All right.
Quickly. Go boom.
Iago from Othello, played by Kenneth Branagh.
Not Iago from Aladdin.
Yeah, that's a disappointment.
Yeah. That's about
voiced by
one. At Disney, one for everyone.
One of them voiced by one of the greatest actors of our time.
Kenneth Branagh played him so well.
Gilbert Gottfried.
I loved how Kenneth talked to camera two and what he was doing, and then sometimes he would even close, like shut the camera out. Like how evil he was.
You didn't
and
then, like Josh Hartnett's version?
I did not.
In O,
no. In Iago, he's just.
Mackay Pfeiffer's good
I'm
in that
gonna
movie, though.
Destroy
the only
people.
Part of it is good.
And I'm not gonna tell you why.
Poor
it's
what's
just
your face?
For whatever.
Okay.
Chucky from Child's Play. Just
of
an
course.
Evil
Charles. I can't talk about that guy.
Charles Lee Ray, man. Is
he's
just
a tiny dog.
Crazy.
You can feel like he'll kick him away from you and run.
Gunnery
but
Sergeant.
He'll stab you in the foot and you won't bleed out.
He's just an evil guy.
I wrote him down.
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket, played by Arlie Ermey.
Isn't he just doing his job? He's trying to
hell
save
no.
these men's lives.
Hell no, man. He went
I love
overboard.
Him.
And
he's
a
way to hell
character looking.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
The fighting
a character. That's really him, y'all.
All right, that is him. A funny one, Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller, the principal by Jeffrey Jones.
What a total dick going over the house.
He just wants
he
to.
He is a pedophile.
He is a
pedophile.
Real pedophile.
There you
but
go.
He just,
Is that the one from Howard the Duck also?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I think he's
Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah, but it's Ed Rooney. He's just an asshole, just for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
The Grand High Witch, Angelica Houston from Witches.
Ooh.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Bad, bad woman.
That is an
great,
underrated movie.
Yeah.
Those chicks go all
so
out
good.
For that.
Jim Henson.
And his son died yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sad.
I'm also going to go with a robot, HAL 9000 from 2001 Space
Odyssey. Of course,
Odyssey.
But it's fine.
Just
he's the
evil.
Best robot villain.
Annie Wilkes, played by Kathy Bates from
You're
Misery.
Doing it wrong, Brian.
Just
yeah,
clunk.
What? That's,
clunk.
That would suck. Awful. Miss Eisland from the original Manchurian Candidate, Angela Lansbury.
Oh, yeah,
I've never hated
great.
A character so much as her.
Now
she's still
we get
else.
To. Hollywood reboots and remakes.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We have to talk about
oh, yes.
the shit that happened.
But after. Her, Warden Sam Norton from Shawshank, played by Bob Gunton.
I loved him though.
In that movie, he's an asshole.
But he's making money. He's a smart guy.
No, he's
let's
not.
Be brutally honest.
Another hilarious one: Biff Tannen from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Just say hello to your mom for me.
Manure. I hate manure.
When what's his name? The guy with the
toupee.
Donald Trump was running for president or something like that. I always thought of Biff Tannen from Back to the Future 2 owning the casino. That's like that's what he would be like.
Yes.
I'm also my top two: Nurse Ratched from One Over Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Cuckoo's drugs.
Louise Fletcher. She was horrible.
Ridiculous.
Horrible. She. Killed Jack Nicholson
yeah.
for no reason.
I love that movie. It's my favorite movie.
For no
well,
reason.
I mean, he was
she
messing up the door.
He wouldn't sleep with her. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Pretty much. All the women are asking for it, right,
yeah.
Glenn?
Yep.
But yeah, she's awful. There's no reason they needed to lobotomize him. He was normal.
It was a great ending, though.
My number one is a real person, Eamon Goeth, played by Ralph Fiennes in Schindler's List. That character is just... target practice for just with
and then
well, yeah.
I thought you were going to say Viggo
so...
the Carpathian.
That was good, but yeah, Eamon Goeth, Schindler's List, man, that guy. I mean, Ralph Fiennes after that. It's a surprise that you know
he doesn't play villains after that, does he?
Ralph Fiennes?
So he was Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort.
What are you talking
but
about?
I would even go as most to say Eamon Goeth is much more sinister than Voldemort.
Just for the one scene where he's shooting from the balcony is probably one of the worst scenes I've ever seen.
It is crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Great choice.
But Voldemort, that last that number.
What a weak-ass war, by the way, Harry Potter at the end, you pussy.
Well, that's how it goes, though.
I mean, they had an epic chance, but they didn't do it.
But yeah, those are some of my favorite baddest villains. And
I like the last two.
Pass it over to the man with the iPad. Adam Conway.
Oh, man. Several might have been said, but TV-wise, the one person that we're pretty much forgetting is Gus
Boom!
Breaking Bad!
I would not venture to say Gus Fring is a villain.
I agree.
Think Gus is an amazing manager of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Walt.
He is
a
villain for one killing.
He had one of the most epic deaths in TV.
I
the revenge
say,
of
I will
of
say
the
Walt
drug...
White is more of a villain.
Well, Tuco is more of a villain.
Most villains are just misunderstood.
That's true.
Or they had like something bad happen to them
ding.
Kind of put them on the path.
Boom! I would say Tuco is more of a villain than Gus.
Tuco's an evil SOB.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much everyone on Breaking Bad was bad.
I don't...
So.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I don't really feel like Gus actually had, like, a vendetta. Well, besides, like... besides, like, avenging something over here that had nothing else to do. But,
Yeah.
I would say the Nazis were definitely villainous.
He's an
He's much scarier,
yeah.
though, than the Nazis.
Yeah, he is.
But
he
Gus is an amazing... guy.
Because he just remains calm and doesn't...
I'd have a cup of coffee with Gus.
I love Gus.
I would eat his chicken.
I'd eat his chicken.
But you know how
weird
that creepy
sound?
He was when...
I'd eat his
Wait,
chicken.
Are we talking about Killer Joe now? You'd eat his chicken.
Do you know how...
I'd eat his chicken.
How
I'm sick, okay.
good...
Not that sick.
Gus could... Like, when Walt and Gus were having dinner at his house, at Gus's house, mm-hmm. and Gus seemed fine, and then Gus can just turn on, like, that super creepy, just like... Okay, is he going to kill me now? Like, he has that way. And then he had the... Oh, man, he's just so good.
Yeah, he's a great villain.
He walked out into the open knowing there's gunshots just because they could shoot me.
Right, yeah.
That's the meanest scene I've ever seen.
Gus is a badass. Gus is my spirit creature.
Why doesn't he get his reboot.
Oh, he might pop up.
He will.
He'll likely pop up.
But why didn't he get the whole series? Because
we don't want to follow Gus the whole time.
Yes, we do.
Okay, we do.
He's not. Well,
he's busy on Revolution.
I mean, we know.
The thing,
what
well, but you know, yeah.
Saul's got so many more stories.
Gus's character, though, is a character that's intriguing, but like he doesn't do a lot outside of what he does.
Whatever.
Would you say? compared to like Saul, who's all over the place, like
that's
you. Well, Gus has got his routine and he sticks to it. He doesn't go as
Saul. If we were to do a spinoff with Gus, I think it would be a prequel sort of thing. Just like we're doing with Saul.
What's
that
building the empire
see,
in Mexico?
Building the empire, seeing the death of his best friend again and what that does.
Do you think it's also his lover? I think it is also his lover.
I don't think they were brothers for sure.
You had a wife and kids.
Not brother.
Do you think, so if you say Gus is a villain, do you think Mike Armentrout is a villain too?
I don't follow Mike as a villain.
I didn't follow him
Mike's
as a villain. He was a specialist.
Yeah.
He was just doing what he was good at.
Yeah. So do the Nazis. Nazis say that they're just doing what they were told.
And that's a good,
valid
argument to some extent.
That's what I feel like with Mike. Mike was a soldier. He may have thought a little bit out of his own box, but he was a soldier. He did what he was told. He did what he needed for the
It doesn't mean he doesn't get killed.
I mean,
there's definitely
a difference between those, but... It's
only because of the motivation of what they're doing. Gus does it because he wants to. Mike has to do it because he's getting paid for it.
Yeah.
All right.
That doesn't make him not a villain.
Yeah, Mike's
doing
it because I don't feel like Mike has any other marketable skills. Like, that's what Mike's good at.
Certainly not pretty enough to get on commercials, though.
Correct.
Poor Mike.
We miss you, Breaking Bad.
He didn't get the
we're only halfway
about
through
it.
Season 3.
All right. What other villains do you have, Adam?
I had, like, the Joker was on my list, and so was Stansfield. Then I have Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Jack Torrance, man. I thought about that, and it's like, it just seemed like he was a decent guy at first, and then just by going there and the ghosts
and everything.
All villains
are pretty much misunderstood. We should know.
He's definitely scary.
Yeah, he especially when he kills the groundskeeper out of nowhere.
Oh, when
axed in the back, and they make fun of that all the time, like that one episode of The Simpsons where Groundskeeper Willie gets killed in every single trailer with an axe to the back. But yes, it's Jack Nicholson, so you know he does
the really
job.
Good. Yeah.
Then I also have Henry Fonda as Frank from Once Upon a Time in the West. This was like the first time he ever played a bad guy, and he was scary as hell. You know, in the opening minutes of that movie, he kills like a little kid just out of the blue. So
it never gets explained, does it?
No, he just does it.
It's a creepy movie, a long ass movie.
I love him in that. Yeah, it's a great movie. And one of my favorite villains, because he's actually, you know, smart and is toe-to-toe with the hero in it, is Hans Gruber from Die Hard, played by Alan Rickman.
He's one of the most iconic ones. And it was.
He definitely has the coolest death.
Well, just the scene where he pretends to be like.
What was that again?
The hotel people like this tricks John McClane like in the hallway
me.
And almost kills him.
Yeah,
his brother does come back to avenge him though.
Yes, because we always, you know, it's one of the first movies where you actually have a smart villain.
Yeah,
he was a really smart villain.
The accent's good too.
Yeah,
it was
so good,
and it was nice to see in an action film something that was so like a very well-rounded, colorful villain.
Yeah,
where you were kind of like, oh.
And they tried to repeat that with the subsequent sequels to the movie.
The third sequel is good. The third movie is good.
Getting Jeremy Irons as his
brother.
Irons
is my...
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Such a badass.
Gold.
That was the third movie. Yeah, Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, the second one had...
The second one's in with...
Dolph Lundgren?
No, it's the African, South African guy.
Yeah.
Diplomatic immunity. Oh, no, that's Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
Second one is with...
I was like, we're in an
Family
airport.
Matters.
I just can't remember who the bad
Family Matters dad is in the second one.
Which is the first one.
The first one, yeah.
The second one is...
So no one remembers the second one.
No, he was in the second one, too.
He was in the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the airplane,
one,
yeah.
But I still think that Die Hard with a Vengeance is such a good movie.
Sam Jackson brings that movie up. He's so good at it. All right, any others?
Those are the ones I had. That
no,
was
no. Was it Gary Busey that was in Lethal Weapon 1? Was that? Was it Nick Nolte? Which one was it? They're the same person.
Really
Gary Busey.
It was Gary Busey. Yeah, Gary Busey in Lethal Weapon 1. He's a good villain.
He is.
Kind of like Gruber.
I was trying to think of a Disney villain to put in there just so everyone had a Disney villain. But
Everybody had a Disney villain?
Yeah, you put Yago the Parrot.
Jafar?
Yeah. I really like from Incredibles, Jason Lee's villain's pretty
Jason
funny.
Jason Lee's villain is really funny.
Oh, just because
I side with him, though.
Never wear capes!
I was watching that at the gym not the other day, 4 years ago.
Other day, like 4 years ago. Yeah.
No one said Darth Vader.
I know.
Yeah, nobody said Darth Vader.
Because it was such an obvious choice, I guess.
And I honestly meh about
nobody said Saruman?
Because of Hayden Christensen.
Lord Voldergay.
Nobody said Freddy Krueger?
He mentioned Freddy.
That's what we said for you.
Briefly.
The zombies and any zombies.
What about Joffrey? Little bitch Joffrey.
Oh, man.
I thought about
that. Damn it. Yeah.
He's not even this. No. What about Aldous? Was it Aldous Snow? The one that's cutting up. Aldous Snow.
Theon. Theon deserves everything he gets.
That guy creeps me out.
Aldous Snow.
It's Ramsey Snow.
I actually say Ramsey Snow, for just hacking the shit out of Theon.
I don't like Theon at all.
Yeah,
I
happiness.
I just wish they would stop shooting. That's Maxwell Brand. I don't care anymore.
No, I love Ramsey Bolton. So I'm like, please bring him more in this next season.
He was on what's
called. But that means Theon's going to be more in this season.
He was in Misfits?
With the kids, yes.
Yeah,
I love Misfits.
He's the creepy.
I love this show because it's either Misfits Downton Abbey actors, or
season four was terrible.
In other words, British
or Skins actors on that
when
show.
When they thought that their powers were too good, they said, "Oh, it's even crappy powers for this next season."
Well, this is our baddest villains of all time.
Yeah,
let us know on our Facebook. Come to our Facebook, let us know if we missed any. I know we did. I'm just looking at a poster on my wall. Uncle Rico's a villain from Napoleon Dynamite. But let us know.
This evil son of a bitch right now.
Leatherface.
So serious.
All right.